Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Good night tonight. New York Rangers look to go up 2-0 on Carolina. Mets look to make it 2 in a row against the Cardinals. And after a well-earned off day, the Yankees welcome in the Houston Astros. But it is 5 o'clock here on the Fan. Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune in to WFAN and get ready to run.
All right, I thought that fit me a little more than Mirage.
This is the Loogie version.
Yeah.
I love that.
Definitely screams Loogie more than Shawnee. All right, Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Okay, I'm going to give you the top five players left in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs. There you go. Man. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
It's Donovan Mitchell. Not only is he a great ambassador for the Mets, 39 points in game 7. That was a game that they needed to have, because you know what their punishment would have been? Donovan Mitchell would have been a Brooklyn Net. He loses that game, he is sent to purgatory, which
is the
Nets. That's
a good point.
I'm already surprised. I figured he was going to give us 5 Knicks. I thought it was going to be Dante DiVincenzo.
You got to give him some love. I'm sure there'll be a couple.
Stick around.
Number 4.
Jaylen Brown. Look, the contract is awful, but we're talking about an all-star here. A guy could hit the 3. A guy that can, dunk it in your face. Gives you both ends of the floor. Sort of a Robin to Jason Tatum's Batman. Jaylen Brown, number 4 on this list.
Yeah, guess what, though? Guess what?
What?
And you watch that Boston series, and we'll see if it continues in Cleveland. Jason Tatum, not their best player. Jaylen Brown, not their best player. Derek White, their best player.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I mean,
would you stop?
Will I stop?
Because of those two guys. That's why.
Really?
Yes.
Did you see the stats Derek White put up in the series?
He was awesome.
Do you know he was better than Jason Tatum in like every aspect?
He was unbelievable, but he's the third guy there.
Who cares?
It was a series. It wasn't like a career.
He said best year. He said best in the Eastern Conference right now.
Remember, top 5 players left in the NBA.
I'd put Derek White over Jaylen Brunson at this point.
Oh, shut up! You watch him now.
Number 3,
Josh Hart, legit dog.
There it is.
Plays every single minute, every single night. Now I'm convinced the Knicks have cloned Josh Hart, and there's 4 Josh Harts because no way you could be this, conditioned. Right. But relatable, makes wife jokes, loves candy. He is, to me, he embodies New York City. We're all about.
Hey, man, tell us about TJ McConnell. Pain in the ass.
Yep.
And he was right.
And he was right.
How are you okay with that after you just admonished me for Derek White?
Because I like TJ McConnell.
No, I didn't mean TJ McConnell. I mean Josh Hart.
What do you mean?
Why are you okay with Josh Hart being ranked high but not Derek White? Derek White's been awesome.
He's a Celtic.
You minimized it by saying, it's just a series. Well, what's Josh Hart?
Josh Hart has been this way all second half of the season.
Oh, Derek White has not had a great year for Boston?
I don't know.
Where would the Knicks be?
I'm not watching them.
Josh with the huge 3 in game 6. Yes. We were all there. Evan, you got a front row seat for
him? He's the best player left in the... Okay.
He's a dog.
Finish your list.
Number 2.
Damage in Philly.
It's Jason Tatum. To me, he's overrated, but he's a really, really good player.
He's real.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of real. He put Josh Hart 3rd. I mean, real. He's keeping it real. He put Josh Hart above Donovan Mitchell.
He's a 6'4 guard, and he leads the playoffs in rebounds.
Okay, and then if you play, but okay, you're a hypocrite, because if you play that game, where's Derek White?
I had told no.
Derek White averaged more than Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum.
How many times do I have to tell you, I do not watch the Boston Celtics. And when I have to worry about the Boston Celtics to talk about them, I will worry about the Boston Celtics.
You know what Derek White
right
shot?
Now, I do not.
You know what Derek White shot from three in that first round series?
I'm going to say 40%.
58%. You think I'm joking? You think I'm kidding? 21 for 44.
But that's, you know, story. What Derek White isn't?
What?
A dog. Oh. Okay. And you know what Jason Tatum isn't? Number one on this list.
Number one.
All right. It's Jalen Brunson. Despite what a very handsome future next superstar in the business might have said to you a couple years ago on Twitter, Jalen Brunson.
What
number
Alvin
one...
Cintron said on Twitter.
Top five players left in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs. It's JB. I'll read it all to you here. Four straight 40-point playoff games. First guy since Michael Jordan to do that. Brunson has also scored 210 points in the last five games. It's the most points a player has scored in a five-game span in the playoffs since MJ. So Jalen Brunson is Michael Jordan. He's Michael Jordan. He's playing at the Michael Jordan level right now. Look at the numbers.
The numbers say so, but just different. Just different.
All right. Thank you for
that. And that's Cinco to 5-0. Right. Evan, I hate you.
I hate me. Like, it was a weird list in that it wasn't a pure troll job like Sean would do, because Sean would go, all right, here's my Cinco to 5-0 top five guys in the Eastern Conference, and he'd name five Knicks. Mm-hmm. He'd go Dante DiVincenzo, Ihart, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson. You mixed in realness, like you put Jason Tatum up there, great. You put Jalen Brown, you put Spider up there, but then you put Josh Hart in the middle.
So I don't want to tell you how the sausage is made, but the real troll was I didn't include anybody on the Pacers. So I am overlooking the team they're playing. I put Josh Hart over Jalen Brown.
Who would even be on the Pacers?
Halliburton, when he's healthy.
He scored 6 points. He took six
shots.
No,
I know, but he affects the game in other ways. His passing's unbelievable. Now you got me talking nice about
him. If we were really ranking the top five guys left in the Eastern
Conference. What do you mean if we're really ranking?
No,
are you trying to say that this isn't real?
Number one is actually right. Jalen Brunson is right. He's been the best player in the playoffs in the Eastern
Conference. I have no issue with that, by the way.
That one's right. So the question is, what's next?
What's next would be Jason Tatum, because even though Tatum did not have a good first-round series.
Oh, so two for two for Loogie.
Well, but hold on a second, because we have to figure out, like, are we ranking it based on how they just played? Because we're sort of doing that with Jalen Brunson in a way, right? Are we? We're sort of grading him up because of the last seven games. Now, are we grading Derek White up because of the five games? Are we grading Jason Tatum down because of those five games? Like, I'm being serious. If you're making a list, are we basing it on?
It's funny, because Derek White has obviously been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But
he's their third best player.
He's not the conversation point. I mean, maybe he should be, but he's not.
No, but I'm trying to answer his legitimate rankings. Like, where do I put him? And I don't know. Are we basing it on the way they just played? Like, where do we put Darius Garland? Like, Darius Garland's playoff series wasn't that amazing, but his regular season was a lot better.
No,
so
it's got to be the playoffs.
Higher?
You're talking about the playoffs.
Okay, so Derek White is number two.
I mean,
get the hell out. These rankings are very legitimate,
Whatever. Good list, Loogie. Wasn't
broken
bad.
Down on toilet paper. All right.
Say good to Fava every day at 5 o'clock. Get to some of your calls. And then we do have Yankees-Astros tonight. I have a fascinating question about that. But first, let's go to David in Queens. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good, man.
Yo.
First time caller and everything. Oh, but I want to go on a little tangent over here, so just hear me out to the end.
Go ahead.
I'm a Jets, Knicks, Yankees, Rangers fan, okay? And I'm about to read off a list of different times for every different team of things that happened. I want you to tell me what they all have in common. You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here we go. Jets versus Chiefs. The passing interference call after Michael Carter had a pick. Jets versus Patriots. Buffing the passer. Late call. When we go to the Yankees, Aaron Judge called looking strike three calls on balls out of the zone. He's the most in MLB.
Yep.
I don't know why I can't talk English. Buno is getting ejected. Knicks Brunson getting poked in the eye versus the Pacers in the regular season. We are owed, as New Yorkers, specifically for the team that I go for, we were owed last night. We were owed last night from the refs, and I'm going to take it as it came. Because I can't stand when I come on the radio every single Monday or Tuesday and we're talking about sports, how we got screwed. And I think it's time that we get owed and we actually
I like your logic, David.
I think that is wonderful, David.
And that's all Evan was asking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. That's all I'm asking for at the top of the show. You can rewind at 2 o'clock. It's okay that you got the benefit of some calls. It's okay.
Yeah.
What you say is please and thank you, and you move the hell on. And that's what our last caller did. And he listed a lot of calls that have gone against us.
Right.
It's frustrating when there's a bad call and it costs you. And if you remember back to our discussion after that Kansas City game, I kept saying to you, dude, I don't want to make it the excuse. And I tried to go into the other things, like Zach Wilson putting the ball on the ground and saying you have to overcome things.
Yes.
So I try not to be a crybaby when it comes to officials. I try. I'm not perfect, but I try. I try to realize that even when bad calls go against you, you can still win. And when bad calls go for me, my response is always take it and move on. It's a part of sports. And without turning this into a longer conversation, let me just say, that's why Johan pitched a no-hitter. Because, yes, it was a bad call, but bad calls happen. The Knicks won last night. Hey, Loogie, did the Knicks win last night?
Yes, they did. They did damage.
Right. That's all you care
about. That's all that matters.
Uh-oh.
Perfect timing. Ian Begley, the two-minute report is out.
A little bit late because they had some extra refining to do.
The NBA found multiple missed calls in the Knicks' win over Indiana. The misses included Nesmith's kickball and Turner's offensive foul on the screen with 10 seconds left.
Say it one more time.
So the kickball and the offensive foul on Turner.
No, it's not. The offensive foul was confirmed as true.
The misses include. I'm reading Begley's tweet.
That's not. That can't be true. So, you're telling me so the league is admitting that the Miles Turner screen wasn't an illegal screen? It wasn't illegal.
Check
screen.
Ian Begley on Twitter here.
No, maybe no. Here's what I'm going to do. No offense, Dan. I'm going to check the actual two-minute report. Like, right. I'll read it myself, and I'll tell you what they actually said.
Maybe he's missaying it. Because what Evan is saying is that, first of all, it's called a moving screen on Miles Turner in real time. It is then reviewed and upheld as the right call. And now, after the two-minute report comes out, Ian Begley is saying that they erred on that.
All right, I've got the two-minute report in front of me. Here we go. There was an incorrect call. Miles, there should have been a defensive 3 seconds on Miles Turner with a minute 19 to go. That would have resulted in a Knicks free throw, so there you go. That's mm-hmm. a call that they missed. They called incorrect. Yeah. Offensive foul. No, this is a different one. Offensive foul on Dante DiVincenzo. After establishing a legal screening position in Nesmith's path, DiVincenzo clamps down his arms and prevents him from disengaging. This is with 53 seconds to go, so the other incorrect call is that there should have been an offensive foul on Dante DiVincenzo with less than a minute to go.
Hmm.
How about that?
So Begley's tweet is ambiguous.
Yeah, because he just tweeted something new out here.
So it was ambiguous when he wrote it the first time.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think that other... Oh, yeah, so here's the offensive foul. It was a correct call. The replay review of the foul on Miles Turner was deemed unsuccessful. Turner turns into DiVincenzo's path and does not give him time and distance to change direction prior to the illegal contact.
Right.
So they are confirming what we already knew because they reviewed it.
Well, so interestingly, so in basketball, unlike in baseball, that bang-bang play, it goes to the defender.
Right.
Instead of the benefit of the doubt going to the offensive player. As it is in baseball.
Yes. So the missed call was something we haven't talked about. It was another benefit to the Knicks. Apparently, Dante DiVincenzo, with 53 seconds to go, should have been called for an offensive foul.
Hmm.
That's the other incorrect call. And we already knew the kickball was an incorrect call because a pool reporter confirmed it last night.
But they couldn't challenge this. And I was asking until just now when I read the rule 14 of coaches' challenges in Section 1, it states a team can utilize a challenge to trigger an instant replay on three events only, which I did not know until just now. A called personal foul on your own team, a called out of bounds violation, except in the 2 minutes, because that's taken from the game officials on site, or a called goaltending or basket interference violation.
Right.
So a handed or kicked ball
not reviewable.
Is not reviewable.
That is correct.
Because it is not a personal foul charge to your
team.
Now,
should it be?
Or out of bounds or anything else. Of course it should be. I think things that happen in stoppage time, and the key here, Evan, is stoppage time. Because Evan and I were having this conversation off air. Like, in hockey, there's delayed penalties. The same thing happens in soccer. Like, there's just delayed penalties in soccer. They just wait to see how the play finishes out, and then they'll call it back, and they'll put the spot where it is. Because time is, it's more, I don't know, fluid, especially in soccer because there's extra time. But even in hockey, there's so much time. They can just allow for possession to change hands, and then they call the penalty. It's kind of a known thing. But in basketball, it's hard to call missed fouls because the game is still going on.
Right. You can't do it kind of after that fact.
Yes. Unless there's a stoppage.
Right.
And in this case, with a kicked ball, there's a stoppage in play time.
By the way, I want to clarify something. So the other missed call that the Knicks benefited from that we never brought up, and I'm looking at it right now, is right before the Jaylen turnover that turned into a kickball, Dante DiVincenzo should have been called for an offensive foul.
So there were two
miscues that kept the Pacers from getting the basketball back as opposed to DiVincenzo hitting the game-winning three. The kickball, but about a second and a half before that, and I'll show you, this is where the NBA does a great job. I am so sick and tired of people bitching about the two-minute report. Like, think about what they just did. They put out there for all of us to see every call in the final 2 minutes with a video attached to it, saying we got this right and we got this wrong.
But the other thing is, it doesn't matter. Like, the two-minute report is frustrating because what does it do?
It clarifies what happened.
But are they admonishing this crew?
Well, they should.
But they're not.
I don't know for sure, and you don't know for sure that they're not. But my point is they're being transparent about what happened.
Of course. But,
and by the way, we talked about how the Knicks got the benefit of the call. I admit this. None of us brought up the fact they got away with an offensive foul call, and now we know. Yeah. Yeah, and that information's good to have. I like having that information.
I agree.
So then you agree with me.
Yeah, but I don't think it does anything.
Yeah, it just reminds you that the Knicks got it.
Knowing gives you no satisfaction, especially if it goes the other way.
I mean, would you rather...
If you're a Pacers fan right now, what satisfaction do you get out of knowing that they screwed you?
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'll equate it to the NFL, because the NFL is the other sport where everybody hates the officials. Mm-hmm. There is what we perceive to be a bad call. We just got a caller about it with the Jet game against Kansas City. The Michael Carter call, right?
Right.
The NFL said nothing after that game. Right? Mm-hmm. They just moved on. We all argued about it. Would you rather have the NFL the next morning say, hey, we screwed this up, or would you rather have nothing, just like the NBA gives you something, or would you rather have silence? You're saying you'd rather have silence.
Well, to me, what does it matter?
What would you rather have? That's my question.
The game is not going to change.
No one's saying it is. What would you rather have?
I'd rather have the debate because it's good for our show.
No, but you're getting the debate either way.
I know, but I'd rather have the debate without an answer because it's good for the show.
Oh, come on.
I'm being honest.
That's not better for the show.
Why?
Here's why. I'll tell you why. Loogie and anyone else who says it wasn't an incorrect call, or if I said it wasn't an incorrect call, I've now got the principal telling me the answer.
So we got the answer to the debate. You want the answer.
I want the damn answer.
Even if it's ambiguous.
Even if it doesn't impact the result. No, we get it.
If it's
They're
still
not replaying
open towards
the game.
Interpretation, and it gives you zero satisfaction if you're on the negative side of that two-minute report in this case.
Look, there's no way to fix it other than...
Yeah, so why talk about it?
Because it offers clarity to it.
Why care about things that don't matter?
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
People at the water cooler are debating about the calls last night all day. You don't like having a definitive answer?
Well, good. You have a conversation.
Yeah, but don't you want the result?
Does the result matter?
Yes.
Or does the conversation matter?
They both don't matter.
Exactly.
It's good to
know. So why does it matter?
All I know is what I said to you at 2 o'clock is the truth. Rewind if you missed it. The Knicks won a basketball game. They are 1-0 in this series. They got the benefit of some calls late in that game, and you should apologize to nobody. You won the game. Ozzy and Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Yo.
I got the answer to that Turner moving screen.
Yeah, go ahead.
But first, Tiki, congrats to your little girl, baby.
Thank you.
That's
thank
amazing.
You. Thank you. I've seen
you're
my
welcome,
I've seen
welcome.
My children do things that I never did. AJ won a state championship. It was awesome. A few years ago.
God bless.
And now Brooklyn with CJA Bomb Squad wins the Junior Medium Level 3 Summit National Championship.
So they both won championships.
Which is a big deal.
They both won championships.
For a 10-year-old. In fact, I told her coaches, Emma and Najee, and Jameer, how proud I am of them for teaching my daughter something that I can't teach.
Right?
How to be great. How to win, how to fight through perseverance. They had some drama on that team this year and some not great performances, but they persevered.
Look at
they
that.
Won a
congratulations.
National and it's the first time CJA has won Summit in a decade.
Wow, they ended a drought.
They ended a drought.
If Sean was here, he would say that's a sign the Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup, but luckily he's not.
That's a sign the Rangers are going to win the Stanley
daughters,
Cup.
Right. Given the tri-state area,
it was
the
amazing.
Double bang.
It was amazing.
Good for Tiki's daughter.
That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
About this moving screen, first I want to, Evan, you whining about your beard. You sound like you should be shaving your carpet and not your drapes.
I'm a baby. I am not whining. I'm going to do something for the good of the New York Mets.
And I have to do it, it sounds like, yeah. Ozzy.
Hey, Tiki the Barber Beefcake. That's right.
There you go. Well, the WWE had the Montreal screw job, and now the NBA, as of last night, has the Manhattan screw job. The NCAA wanted Iowa women's basketball in that final, so they called the Fugazi moving screen against UConn, and the NBA wants the Knicks against the Celtics, so now the Pacers are getting the screw job, starting with the Evan
Turner.
Do you
really believe that?
Screen.
Do you really believe
that,
You
don't
that,
make that call in that spot.
Ozzy, do you really believe this?
100% about the UConn, and if this series proceeds with stuff like that, than 100% with the Knicks-Celtics that the NBA wants.
And you know what? Let's say that's true. If I'm a Knicks fan, I'd be laughing all the way to the conference finals.
I mean, if you're a Knicks fan, who cares? But it's really about the integrity of the sport that we're talking about.
Yeah, but you know it's not true. I love Ozzy, but they're not conspiring to send the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't want to believe that that's the case.
You know why I know that's true? Can I give you a like, not a reason, but like a little piece of evidence on why that's not true? The New York Knicks for many, many years have sucked. I don't know if you're aware of that. They've been very bad. There have been many opportunities for the NBA to save the Knicks by giving them that right ping pong ball and winning a lottery. And the NBA, not only has the Knicks never win the lottery, they always move them back. So if they were so obsessed with getting the New York market back to relevance, they could have done something for 25 years.
What, giving them Wembanyama this
year? They could have given him, well, they couldn't have Wembanyama, but Zion Williamson they could have. Absolutely, and they never did it. So I don't believe that crap. Anything else, Ozzy, before we move on from you?
Anything else before you move on to me? I got one other thing.
Yes.
Tiki, I'm glad you're feeling better because yesterday on SNY, you looked very pale and pasty in that chair, and your face looked fat.
I'm a fat moron.
So I'm glad you're feeling better.
All right, great. I can't wait to talk about the Rangers tomorrow.
Thank you, Ozzy. Yes, you're looking. By the way, you missed yesterday late in the show. I don't know if anybody heard this. You could go download the Evan and Tiki podcast. A guy called up very innocently talking about Aaron Judge being ejected over the weekend.
Yes.
And how it's the first time a Yankee captain was ejected since 1994. And Sean almost had something so uncomfortable happen on the air. I thought he was going to break down. Like, oh my, who's going to win the cup?
The coincidences.
Captain? Oh my God. And you know who the Mets were playing on this exact date in 1994?
Who?
Cardinals. I mean, isn't that crazy? So
the symmetry is uncanny.
The symmetry is there. By the way, so tonight we have a fun night in sports. You know, the Rangers are playing game two against Carolina. More on that in a couple of minutes. The Yankees are playing the Astros. And what I am fascinated about is the Houston Astros are off to an awful start.
Yes.
Kind of briefly mentioned it. Alex Bregman's off to an awful start. But the Astros have become the Yankees' number one enemy for the last, you know, kind of half a decade.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel fun anymore.
Well,
I mean, I'm just being real.
They sweep the Astros, it'll feel fun. Right. Trust me.
Of course it will, but it feels like you're picking on a defeated enemy.
Well,
it's like
stack those wins,
just
bro.
Go stab them while they're just laying on the ground.
Boy, that is some analogy. Jeez,
this was in a movie I was watching.
God,
they won battle. Guy's crawling along, like
and someone stabs him.
Like Scotland's the other way, and he just stabbed him.
God, what kind of movie? Are you watching?
I don't know. It was badass though.
Jeez, gotta keep that away from my kids. My God. But tonight at Yankee Stadium, like, there's going to be 35, 40,000 people there. They'll get a nice crowd. It's a beautiful night. Weather's supposed to stink the next couple of days. Justin Verlander's on the mound for the Astros, old friend. Jose Altuve is leading off for the Astros. He's having another really good year. Are Yankee fans going to be, like, full bore? Are they going to go, you know, Altuve?
Like, Jose Altuve.
Like, are we doing that tonight? Like, are we getting Altuves tonight? Or are we kind of over it? I don't think we should be over it, and I'll tell you why.
I kind of don't care anymore.
You're wrong.
I finally got past it.
Can I tell you why you're wrong?
Go ahead. And I think it was because of the start of the season.
Oh, because they swept them out in
Houston? Yeah, because they got off, and then they've been terrible.
I think
they have 13 wins, 12 wins, something like that.
They're basically a half game ahead of the Angels in last place in the American League West. They're off to a terrible, terrible start. They're putting themselves in a very tricky spot where they, you know, are burying themselves.
Right, but it doesn't feel good to pick on a team. Or not pick on a team, but it doesn't feel good to beat a rival who's not having a rival-like season.
No, I think it still feels good. I think you're nuts.
Just kinda,
I think you're crazy.
It feels pathetic. It's kind of like, all right, just all right, go take care of business.
Tiki.
Now, if they don't, if they lose the series, then you get alarmed, right? Okay. But going into it, you just don't feel like
Tiki.
That energy. Oh, I hate the
Can I tell you why?
I don't want to screw them.
Can I tell you why what you're saying is maybe the worst thing you've ever said in your entire life? Let me tell you why.
Why?
I want you to imagine a scenario. I want everyone to imagine a scenario where Saquon Barkley, unfortunately, just can't stay healthy. It just happens. And I want you to imagine a scenario where...
Why are you jinxing Saquon?
I'm giving you an analogy is what I'm doing.
Okay. All right, go
ahead. I want you to imagine a scenario where Nick Sirianni just loses the locker room. It is a disaster in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And their trend that they started late last year continues. And let's say the Eagles start 0-8 and they fire Sirianni. They get rid of him.
Mm.
And Jalen Hurts is benched. Like, it is a disaster.
Okay.
And now the Giants, you know, sitting at 6-3, having a good year, surprisingly good year, are about to face the 0-10 Philadelphia Eagles. Are you going to come on the radio and actually say, and actually believe?
Yeah. I'm going to say, look.
It's not fun anymore.
I'm going to say I'm going to say the Eagles stink this year. Just take care of business. And we'll on to the next more important opponent.
You won't have fun beating them?
I mean,
Tiki.
Yeah, but it's not fun when they stink.
Yeah, it's fun. No, it's fun. And the other reason why I kind of disagree with you is that I am a believer in the Houston Astros. They're not dead. Like, they're off to a bad start. They're 12-22.
If they get swept again, will you call them dead this
year? If they're 12-25?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't call them dead, and I'll tell you why. Do I really believe in everyone else in the American League?
Are they seeing 500 this year?
Yes. The Astros are making the playoffs. The Astros are going to win the pennant. Well, let's take a break on that. The Astros are making the playoffs. Yes, in my opinion. Yes. They got Fromber back. They have Verlander back. Bregman's going to turn things around. So if I'm a Yankee fan and I'm playing them tonight, I don't feel bad for them. I want to bury them. I kind of like what you're saying about I want to finish them off because I think they're one of those zombies, kind of like the movie you're watching, where I got to stab them a bunch of times. I don't really like that analogy. Can I take that back?
No.
It's too violent. I don't like that. I'm sorry. I take that back.
They're a vampire and you took out garlic.
Yes, garlic.
Well, zombies are dead anyway, so it is what it is.
I know, but you got that in my...
Go for the head.
Oh, my God. I'm not a violent guy, you see, T.
But they're zombies.
So, quick question.
Undead being was coming towards you. You're going to be nonviolent. And can you just calm down a little
bit?
Don't eat my guts. Right? Don't chew my eyeballs out. Right? Don't suck on my veins for nourishment.
Careful.
Can you please? I said veins.
I didn't know what you were saying. I got to be careful. We got a crazy show. Sometimes Luigi curses, which I have heard the bosses were not happy about, by the way. Right. I've heard that on a couple of times.
Bosses. I mean, I dumped it.
You cursed on the air.
But okay, you know what, though?
What? Should I go bleep myself? I mean, what?
No.
What are you going to respond with?
No, I was very passionate. I work with you. You drive me crazy. You get under my skin. I'm a New Yorker, so I let one rip.
You know what's funny?
I dumped it. We weren't on TV, so I didn't screw them over.
I understand that right now when you talk about your cursing exposition, you could kind of move things around. You agreed with me.
Mm.
You cursed at the national media while agreeing with a sentiment I just laid out on the air. So you can't use me as an excuse.
Oh, I can.
You agreed with me.
Because you've run up a tab. I've had to work for you over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So just your overall aura and presence has built up.
You know what Lukey did to me today that was kind of like I was taken back by?
What'd he do?
I said hi to him, and he ignored me.
No,
it was very
I did not.
Strange.
First of all.
I was like, wow, you're going to ignore me?
No,
and I walked away.
Again, this is not Vanderpump
Rules. Did you not
rules.
Hear him?
I said hello back to him. What
did
are we
you?
Married?
Did
yes.
You? I didn't hear it, bro.
You can't be serious right now.
What was that?
You hard of hearing?
I am hard of hearing. I can confirm
okay,
that.
Okay, so there you go.
But it was a very like I thought I was getting blown off. I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Maybe
is he
just
mad?
Said it, maybe he just said it faintly because he was preoccupied.
Oh, is that what it was? Did you say it faintly?
Thank you, Tiki. This is why you are the voice of reason.
I'm just trying to solve problems over here.
I was preoccupied doing my producerial duties.
Yes.
Evan walked by, didn't even see him coming. He did the sup. And I, under my breath, was like, hey. And then this guy, passive-aggressively, like he's my wife, he goes, what, no hello back? you know.
No, that wasn't passive aggressive. That was aggressive.
Again,
I was just like,
this is not the Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I didn't say hello or goodbye back, and I'm a terrible goodbye.
You just said you just said you didn't say hello back. So you confirmed that.
No. I did say hello back. But in the past, I don't always say hello and goodbye. Again, why do I have to say hello and goodbye?
Oh, no, I'm not big on the goodbye. The
you
goodbyes
guys
are whatever.
Sound like an old married couple.
I know, right?
We really are in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you are. It's been a long time.
Because he's always nagging me.
Well, and also, like, management not being happy. Did you go to bat for me, or did you just drag me? Oh, you did?
Oh, I supported you big time.
Thank you.
I support you, like, 1,000% behind the scenes.
Unlike you, Loogie, when he was out for opening day.
Exactly.
Well, publicly, I'll bash him. But behind the scenes, I always have his
back. No, that's true, because that's me behind the scenes, too. I always support him. Right. I put him over. I do things that hurt us. I'm like, you got to hire this guy full-time doing a show.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what about the Evan and Tiki show? I said, we'll take a hit. I agree. He's going to suck, but he deserves it.
He did let Spike sit here and cuss you out, though.
He did do that. Yeah. I know. You know what?
He was the boss at the time, though.
Was he, though?
I mean, he was the acting boss.
He was kind of on his way out.
Yeah. That guy had 1 foot out the door.
Which is, by the way, why Evan did it.
So like, you're saying I
don't care. What
you're saying
I'm going to do? Yell at me?
You're saying I wouldn't curse out our new boss, Ryan Hurley?
No.
Or maybe it's unlike Spike, I respect Ryan Hurley.
Because we were at a WIP last week, and it was very frosty between Spike and Evan. So there's still bad blood.
Well, because Spike had the gall in the middle of his show. We're out there in Philly. We're getting set for Knicks Sixers. There's a Yankee day game. There's a Met day game. We're coming on after the Yankee day game. The Mets are involved in this incredible extra inning game with Chicago.
Great game.
So Spike, because he can't prepare his own show, decides, let's have New York carry the show. We'll put Loogie on for a segment. He was great. Let's put Tiki on for a segment. He was great. Let's put Sean on for a segment. He was fantastic. So again, because they have no effort to prepare their show, they're like, let's just have New York carry us. Mm. Okay.
Right.
By the way, respect that.
Let's drive up this rivalry. Let's get Philadelphia fans jazzed to go to the basketball game and root against the Knicks who are in town, exemplified by Evan and Tiki.
That's what you think it was. I call, we don't want to talk to Bob in South Jersey anymore, so let's just put Sean on for 10 minutes. So he then asks me to come on, which I'm honored. Like, sure, I never say no to an interview, except when the Mets are playing. And I said, are we doing this again, Spike? The Mets are in extra innings against the Cubs, and you want me to talk to your audience?
Yeah. Are you an adult or are you a child?
No, I'm a child. I've confirmed that many times.
We're adults here.
Are we, though?
Sometimes.
So I just want to say, Ryan Hurley is a tremendous boss who I have deep respect
for. I agree. And the architect, also amazing, by the way.
Why are
the
you best. Going out of your way to kiss ass?
Well, because they're pissed at me. I got it right or wrong.
I'm literally not going out of my way to kiss ass. I'm going out of my way to take shots at Spike.
Ryan Hurley, an amazing boss.
What if you would agree to promote your book, My Mets Bible?
In Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have gone over
How
well.
How many Philadelphia Phillies games are in there?
How many Philly? That's a great question. How many Philly games are in there?
None.
No. There is. There's definitely the choke game. Billy Wagner blew a save. I definitely have that in there. Yeah, I don't. You know what? That may be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think of their other Met Philly games in My Mets Bible. By the way, on sale now, audiobook coming out in just a couple of short weeks. We come right back to your phone calls. Plus, what do the Rangers do tonight with their Rempe situation? Not an easy call.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In about an hour and 20 minutes at Madison Square Garden, night three of this Odyssey. Four straight nights of playoff sports. The Rangers kicked it off on Sunday, 4 o'clock late afternoon start, and they held off the Canes last night. The Knicks come back. They beat the Pacers. And now the Rangers look to make it 2-for-2 against Carolina. The debate that's been going on over the last 24 hours has been around Matt Rempe, who got a ticky-tack penalty in which he was basically thrown into the goaltender. And it was a BS call. And I saw Coach Laviolette even mentioned earlier today, basically echoing that of Ranger fans, that they think that Rempe is being hunted by the officials.
I mean, he probably is. First of all, he's a massive human being.
Yes.
And so he stands out amongst some pretty big players already. But also, his reputation precedes him.
Yes.
And, I mean, in a bygone era of NHL, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think he kind of encouraged these type of things. Nowadays, they kind of don't want it. Like, they allow it, but I feel like the acceptance of the physicality is not the same.
Well, I think the other problem is, like, part of what made the Rangers' victory so impressive on Sunday is that their penalty kill, which has been great all year, but they were battling Carolina power play that's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed off not one, not two, not three, not four, five Carolina power plays. But I also think that we realize that you're playing with the devil. You can't give Carolina the man advantage too many opportunities because eventually they'll strike. And so a ticky-tack call on Matt Rempe, which may seem innocent at the time and may cause you to bitch and moan at the officials, could cost you the game.
Yeah.
So the decision that Laviolette needs to make is, does Rempe suit up tonight?
Yeah.
And do you trust Filip Hedl, who's barely played in the last few months?
Yeah.
But the fact that he's already come out and said, look, and I'm paraphrasing, yeah, they officiate him differently.
Yeah.
That's kind of half the battle of why maybe he shouldn't be out there, thinking.
I mean, the challenge is it puts you a man down if it is going to be that way. So basically, and what did he play, 7 minutes?
He doesn't play a lot of minutes. He plays like seven or eight minutes of ice time.
But, I mean, he only played 7 minutes in game one. And so you lose a body.
Well, right? you replace him with a body who hasn't played much in the last few months in Filip Hedl.
Yeah.
So it's a tough decision, but we'll see what he ends up deciding to do tonight. I know he was practicing. Will he go out and suit up again and play the 7 or 8 minutes he normally does? My guess is yeah.
Mm.
But the fact that he's already admitting what most Ranger fans are worried about, which is, he's being hunted by the officials. And I think if he's being hunted by the officials, do we really think it's because of reputation or is it because of what you said, that he's just a bigger guy?
Well,
and they're not used to it.
No, I think it's a little bit of both. The problem is you can't get away with it. He can't get away with anything.
Anything that's borderline, they're going to call
him. Right. One, because he's just physical and he's big. But two, it's because you know to look for it. It's not like, accidentally I ran into somebody into the boards. It's more, hey, watch out. This guy likes to, let's call it, you know, what other people are calling it, not Ranger fans, take cheap shots. And so the refs are more aware of it. And it just puts you at a disadvantage if you don't believe that you can get the best out of him, either because Rempe's cautious of that and he's not playing like he does, or that the refs are going to come give it to you, even though
it's kind of unfair, and other guys would get away with it.
I am curious if all the Knicks are going to show up tonight, if the Knicks are going to show support for their co-tenants and appear tonight at Madison Square Garden. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, we did put a poll out earlier.
Why did, did the Rangers come to the Knicks?
I didn't see any Knicks there last night, but the Rangers are very disloyal to the Knicks. They don't really care about the Knicks. I think it's more the Knicks like to show that they love the Rangers. The Rangers don't give a rat's ass about the Knicks. We did put an SNY fan choice poll out that was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. It's a very simple question. Which team is more likely to win a championship this year, the New York Rangers or the New York Knicks? You want to guess the results?
I'm going
to
say 75% said Knicks.
75% said Knicks? Oh, yeah. You're crazy. 72% said New York Rangers. 28% said New York Knicks. I got to get your opinion on this. This is a fresh controversy in the world of sports. And you, your opinion on this, I care
fresh
about.
Controversy.
This is a brand new controversy. A brand new athlete-on-athlete controversy, cross-sport controversy, and one of the sports is the sport you played professionally and played pretty damn good at. Are you ready?
Yes.
Austin Rivers, former NBA player, because I don't think he's on an active roster, former Knick, once a Knick, always a Knick, son of Glenn Rivers. Quote, I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA. Now, before I get your response, J.J. Watt has decided to chime in.
And what did he say?
Not happy. His response, this is so good. J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt's response was, you don't got a job in either right now. Go ahead and try it.
That is a great response. Fantastic response, JJ. That is epic.
That is like sick burn, as the kids say.
So there's a couple of things to consider.
Yeah.
One is the skill to do it. Now, there's a lot of NFL players that played basketball that are actually really good at basketball and probably could have been basketball players, maybe not in the NBA, but in college. So they have the skill. They can shoot. They can dribble. They can do all the things. They're tall enough. I just saw Plaxico Burress today. I was over at Giant Stadium. A guy like that, right? I don't know if you
love how you just run into Plaxico Burress at Giant Stadium.
Ran into Richie Soyberg as well.
That's awesome.
Phil Simms and a couple others. So
who else was there? Was LT hanging out?
Brandon Jacobs, BJ, massive man still.
Wow. Sounds like a party.
So some of those guys, I think you put on a basketball court. I'm not saying they're going to beat the NBA players, but they could play the sport. Mm-hmm. Like, they could physically do the job. Basketball players, I'm not saying generalization, but a lot of them are not physical enough to play football. I think it gets discounted how, like, stupid tough you have to be to play football. Mm. You are willingly throwing your body into someone else 60 times a game, and it hurts. And I think most humans, I'm not just saying basketball players, would not sign up for it. And if they did, they would quit after a week.
So you're saying Austin Rivers has it backwards.
I think he doesn't realize the physicality it takes to play football. And if, and again, like J.J. Watt said, you want to call us stupid, go do it for a week.
Well, Austin Rivers wouldn't be one of the 30 NBA players.
Okay, whatever. He said it, so I'm going to assume that he thinks he could do that.
Right.
It is a brutal game.
Yeah.
Brutal. It is not like, oh, my pinky hurts. Oh, my toe hurts. Oh, I got a little broken whatever. Dumb. You're playing as a football player. As a basketball player, you take 6 weeks off. Oh, it's just different.
You know what I got from this?
It's just different.
You know what I got from this? You heated.
No, I'm not.
You just killed Austin Rivers.
I think people who discount what it takes to play football have never put on pads.
That's right, because they're weak.
Not weak. It's a different mentality.
Be honest with me. Is there any part of you that when you heard this were like, F this guy?
No, it's just an ignorant take that basketball players could play football and football players couldn't play basketball.
It's one of those scenarios, Loogie, where...
Because there's a lot of great athletes that played basketball.
No question about it.
Tony Gonzalez was a basketball player.
I remember him as a basketball player before I remembered him as a football player.
I know.
In college, he was a good, great college basketball player.
Gates, I want to say. Gates Julius too. Peppers. A couple of guys.
There's a bunch of dudes that played pretty good high level.
All tight ends, by the way.
Yeah.
You
well, because they're tall.
Well, not too many
because they're 6'5 and above. Yeah, right? Yeah. Some of these guys, I mean, could I play basketball? Of course not. I'm 5'9½. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, there's very few. Terrell Brandon pulled it off. But,
right. You know. But there's some big offensive players or defensive players that could play and probably did play basketball.
This is one of those examples where you're not angry, because I'm not going to say that you are, mm-hmm. but you're just killing them right now.
No,
and
I'm just
you're calmly
you.
Killing them.
I just hate the fact that people think football is a sport anybody can play.
I don't know if he was saying that. I think he was more saying that there are more guys who could just cross over than the other way around. But I think
really?
I agree with you, by
so
the
here's
way.
So here's the thing. Yeah. I watch, or I've seen some of these guys in person. I watch Julius Randle, just using him as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I see Julius Randle on television, and I'm like, man, he is like jacked.
Yeah.
He looks like huge compared to the guys he's playing against. That's why he's so good. He bully balls people in the paint. When I met Julius Randle in person, like he looks like a wide receiver. You know what I mean? He doesn't look like Michael Strahan or I'm trying to think. I don't know. Think of J.J. Watt as an example. He doesn't like the thickness and the physicality of a football player is not something you just have. And so I'm talking about a guy who looks like a big player in real life to me, playing football, is skinny, right? He looks more like a wide receiver. And Julius Randle, in my mind, watching him on TV, I'd say, oh, yeah, he's a defensive end. Yeah, no chance.
Yeah. LeBron's always said he could be a tight end in the NFL. Is he?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe if he trained his whole life for right. it. I mean, right. that's the other thing. Like, yeah, I think if you're a great athlete, and your entire life, you are focused on that one sport, mm-hmm. and it's not the sport you're famous for. Yeah, like if LeBron James, since he was 3 years old, was like, I'm going to be a football player, yeah. and that's all well, he did, then yeah, probably would have made the NFL.
The difference to me is that a football player, it's not only the skill, so being able to catch, mm-hmm. being able to throw. Most big athletes, they can't do these things. They're most men can't do these things, right? But there's also the physical side of it,
right?
Which is a huge part of being a football player. Now, there's some physicality in basketball, but it's not that.
No, it's a different world.
And so, yes, you need to learn the skills, but like skills and physicality, and toughness, and playing through pain. I don't know. Maybe you could do it for a day. Maybe he's right for a day.
Yeah,
but to do it for real. Nah, he's dead wrong.
I love the fact that the messenger in this debate is Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers debating with J.J. Watt and now even Tiki Barber. It's like, come on, you're out of your league, pal. Let's go to Justin calling from Middletown. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing good. So I want to go back to that Pete Alonso conversation.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard Met fan. I want to do whatever it takes to get Pete going, too. So I applaud you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Just like you, when you wanted to get out of your beard earlier, you had to dye it. You had to make yourself look like a fool.
Yeah.
All about perception. So I think it's time that you consider not just short, we're not going almost bald, damn close, as you said earlier. We got to go bicked, all the way bald, all the way shaved, and eyebrows, everything. We're facing to be naked.
Wow.
Okay, so here's
eyebrows
the,
is aggressive.
The good news and the bad news is...
if you don't have eyebrows, it just looks odd.
Yeah, and also I'm afraid the eyebrows won't grow back.
Yes.
Like there's a little
I mean,
fear
they
of that.
Probably will, but...
Or they'll grow back thicker or something.
Yeah, exactly.
What I would say to you, Justin, is Evan accepts that. Evan's wife does not accept
no.
that. Like, I don't think I could get away with a bick cut head where it's just nothing. I can get away with a one or a two. I don't know if I can get away with a zero.
That'd be interesting to see you bald.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would.
Look, at this point,
I don't
know
if it would look good.
I don't know. I don't. Well, does this look good? I look like a caveman right now. Does that look good?
So when you wear your Met headband and it's just like your hair is sticking out.
Yeah.
You look like you're like, I don't know.
I can't find my headband. That's why I'm not wearing it today.
Whatever it is you look like when you wear your headband. Then you got the beard. It's badass. It's kind of cool, man.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah. All I know is this isn't about how I look. This is about getting Pete Alonso going. Pete Alonso has been slumping. He said to me in that audio tape we played when I couldn't cut the beard, you'll know when the right time is. Well, he's in a massive slump. He went clean shaven last night. I think now's the right time. Pete's speaking to me. So I'm not doing it to make myself feel better. I'm doing it because the Mets need Pete Alonso. And right now, Pete Alonso needs me.
When's he coming out of his slump, by the way?
I don't know. Maybe even me talking about the beard gets him out of the slump. I don't know. Maybe tonight he goes 3 for 4 because he knows I'm about to cut this forest living on my face. Let's go to Ken in Massapequa. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, man?
Good, thanks, dude, for the show. Getting me driving around through the city, man. Amazing show.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate you, kid.
I got ADD, man. It's like ADD bouncing top of the topic. There are so many different things to talk about, man.
All right.
Hey, Evan, I'll tell you what, Evan. When Pete breaks out of it and when my guys break out of it, and you know who my guys are, we'll go sit down right behind the dugout and we'll have a beer together, all right? I'm not that type of Braves meatball of a fan who's going to make you wear a hat, a shirt, a jersey, the pants, you know, forget about it.
That's
we go down
right.
there and we sit there and we have a beer and you hang out with the fans. There's always seats behind the dugout. And you know, what a time for New York sports. I mean, that garden has got to be electricity right now. I'm a Nuggets fan, right? We've talked about this. And they're done.
We are so done.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable how good T-Wolves look. And that kid, Edmonds, that young kid.
Anthony Edwards.
I don't know if you guys picked it up. Edwards, he goes like this. It was a quote in the Post last week. He says, "For King James, we're going to crush the Nuggets. I'm doing it for King LeBron James." They are doing
it. What's his title, LeBron?
I think he's just – there's a thing about Ant-Man, and he's done this since the moment he's got into the league.
That dude, I feel like, could play football. Just saying.
Yeah, he could.
Just say it.
Anthony Edwards has a swagger to him.
Without a doubt.
And he's had it since the moment he's come into this league by SNY, and I forget what it was. And by the way, this is actually, it's very timely. And you may have to Google this. This is worth going down a rabbit hole. When he was a rookie, he was asked about playing other sports.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think he was asked about it. And he gave such a cocky but awesome answer of, "I could do anything." Like, you stick, and he named, like, all these activities and said, horse race, and whatever. I'll do it. Archery, I'll do it. Like, I'll kick your ass. Video games, I'll do it.
For much of his childhood, he played football. He was a running back, quarterback, cornerback.
He played everything.
Played for the Atlanta Vikings.
The Atlanta Vikings? What the hell is that? Like it's just league team or something?
Pop Warner team. Right. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even mean he plays football. I meant he said he could be anybody in anything. And I forget where the interview was and exactly how he phrased it, but he's always had that swagger and that confidence. And what's happening right now, especially with Minnesota up 2-0, and it certainly looks like they're going to win this series, is he is going from a star that most people knew about to a superstar that everyone knows about. He is shooting up that list, especially when you look at last night. Rudy Gobert is out. I think his wife was having a child. Goes back to that whole questioning, you're missing a playoff game for the birth of your child. Rudy said, "You're damn right I am."
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Edwards has this team halfway to knocking off the defending reigning NBA champions. With that said, I wouldn't count the Nuggets out quite yet. In fact, I went on FanDuel, and I said, "What are the series odds right now? This would be fun." You know what the series odds are right now?
What is it?
Plus 470 for Denver to come back.
Wow.
Would you do that, Loogie? Would you make that bet?
Yeah, I would make that bet, and I think
to come back and win the series.
Absolutely. And they're like 12-1 now to win the entire thing. They were the second favorite behind Boston going into last night. Now the Knicks have better odds, so I would get it on both. By the way, I have that Anthony Edwards audio if you guys would like to hear it.
Yeah, let's see if I described it well.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Right now. Maybe later. Right now.
Then we talking.
You could hit the ball.
But I was 4th, 5th hitter. You know what that mean.
Clean up. Yeah.
Straight clean up on aisle 3. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Okay. Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it. If it's some money on the line, I'm going to go do it.
Can you golf?
Whatever you need me to do.
Okay. Hockey.
Whatever. On the rink, whatever you need me to do. It don't matter.
Got it.
Trash can ball. We can do whatever you want.
Trash can
cook
ball.
Food.
You can go pro.
Cook food. That's something to do. I bet I'd be A1 from day one.
My God, I love this guy. That was, and by the way, that was when he was a rookie.
All right.
And he's like, what a great line. I'd be A1 from day one. That's a tremendous line. Cooking, ping pong. He doesn't care. And that mentality, like, that's probably why he's great.
Right, it is.
It's that mentality of, I am going to dominate everybody.
Right, especially in a sport that's a team sport, but it is an individual sport,
basketball,
yeah. in so many ways, because so much of it is what can you do against a guy that's tasked at guarding you, and he tends to want to dominate whoever's playing he's playing against.
Now, outside of Boston, Lugie, because I assume the Celtics are, if Denver's down 0-2, and they have been title favorites for a while.
Yeah, but it's not just 0-2. I mean, it's ass-kicking.
0-2. It's ass-kicking at home.
Right.
Where you're supposed to have the most unfair home court advantage in sports. Are the Minnesota Timberwolves the favorites to win the NBA title of Western Conference teams?
Sure are.
They should be.
They are, of course, because they're up 2-0, right, obviously, on the Nuggets, and then the Thunder are behind them, like, plus 850,
and then
the
Dallas
right behind them.
Okay.
Right.
And Boston's number one?
Sure. They're almost even money at this point.
So it's Boston as the favorites,
uh-huh.
Minnesota 2,
yep.
OKC 3,
yep.
Dallas 4.
Tied with the Knicks.
Tied with the Knicks, followed by Cleveland.
The Nuggets. Yep.
Oh, Denver, right. Denver
Then you need a telescope to find the Pacers and the Cavs.
Dude, that Cleveland series right now, this is unbelievable. In the second round of the playoffs, I don't know if I've ever seen this before. Right now, they are one of the biggest underdogs I've ever seen.
Cleveland
Cavaliers are plus 1260.
That's insane.
And the Celtics are minus 4,000. I have never seen that in a best-of-seven series. Now, think about it. Minnesota's up 2-0. They're not that.
Right.
The Knicks could win tomorrow. I don't even think they get to
minus 900. And look, the Celtics have been great without KP, but he's not playing in this series.
No.
So you would imagine that the Cavs could stretch it out a little bit, but I don't know, off a tough series, seven games, they're soft. I don't know. That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
You almost have to bet the Cavs out of principle.
No, you can't do that. I mean, it's almost like they're just saying, we need some money on the Cavs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We got to balance this thing. Right? I dare you.
Yeah. If
you want to lay whatever it is, 4,000.
Well, that you should not.
To win 100, go ahead.
The only thing I'm curious about is if Cleveland stole game one, like if the Celtics are sleepwalking, does the line change?
No, because it's such a massive thing. You would need them to steal the first two for that to swing in the other direction. One game is not enough.
Crazy. We'll check in on the Yankee lineup. Some thoughts as we get set for tonight's big night. The Rangers game two, the Mets against the Cardinals, the Yankees against the Astros. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.